of a machasef, a kerev is also, but it doesn't specify which chalev and which kerev. You know, an animal has four stomachs. Which one? So therefore, that you can't say that Dukim and Mit, that which particular fat is also an ism. So we said before, it has to be something that the, if it's something that the Tzedukim would also admit is also, then it's not a real hera. So Dafri L'Amiroi, so give a shred of Chulim, Be'el Atrefis, my new Keres HaPnimi, because even the Amiroi argue in Chulim, in Perek El Atrefis, what is the Keres HaPnimi that the Chelev on it is also? The Choshek and Chelev Sha'agabi Adakim, and how much more so if you're talking the Chelev on the intestine, Shein HaTzedukim Moidim, Tzedukim don't even admit at all that that's also, Jeholik Sid Behedia, because it doesn't say explicitly in the Pasuk, we learn it from a limb or from a vav there. Inami, or another possibility, the Hodeb Chelev Sha'alakereb in the Kazayis, the Pachas in the Kazayis. It may have been, let's say, it's a chayla that the Tzedukim agree is also, but the Sanhedrin paskin that you're allowed to eat more than kazayis of it without being over on Isser Karis. The kazayis, let's do the head. It never says in the Pasuk anything about a kazayis, explicitly. So again, it's not a double.
Where is the
double
shayna?
The Tzedukim would say that you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat some larger amount. Some larger amount. They wouldn't necessarily say kazayis already makes the type of. It's something to have around, but we learn it from a limud, we don't learn it. It's not explicitly in the Pasuk, so
the Tzedukim
don't admit it.
So the Tzedukim will say that you have to eat a significant amount, but not a kazayis.
Right. So.
And Dover Shane and Tzedukim might be by,
would be something that it is, if it's Dover Shane and Tzedukim might be by, then it is a hard off. The Shane and Tzedukim might be by, then it's a hard off.
Right.
They have to disagree.
Right. Right, that's where you bring it up. Exactly. Okay.
So what would it be there? That's what I was confused.
So again, it could either be that they paskin. No, the second one is that they paskin. Let's say that you're allowed to eat more than a kazayis of it. They mistakenly said that you only chayv if you would eat two kazayis of it, let's say.
Oh, okay. So they go for amount that's
more than a kazayis, but the Tzedukim wouldn't agree that amount is necessarily also. Yeah.
The Tzedukim might think that you
would. So maybe they don't agree to either. Whatever. The point remains that it's a shear. We can't say it's double shot Tzedukim Moedim. Maybe the Tzedukim would only hold if I have to eat the entire Chalev
Shalgat.
No, they agree. If you eat Chalev Shalgat Kerev, you're also, but not necessarily only a Kazayis, maybe not only two Kazayis.
Right.
Maybe they say you have to eat all the Chalev that's on the Kerev in order to be Chalev.
But we think we have to disagree.
That's the point. The halacha is you need a Kazayis. But in this case, let's say the basin is mistakenly saying that you need two Kazayis. Neither of those is something that the Tzedukim admit to, because they don't say a kazayis. Yeah, well, fine, but they don't admit to it either. They don't necessarily say you're chayav for a kazayis. We don't know.
Therefore,
it's a double shayin at Tzedukim Moedim Bo. Therefore, that can be considered a hayra. It's not just
double shayin at Tzedukim Moedim Bo. It's something that they deny.
That's it. Right, and new, so they deny
so
that you'd be chayav for a kazayis.
Not admitting is not denying.
The point is, they don't agree that you're chayav for only a kazayis. They would say maybe you're chayav only if you eat all the chaylos, not the kerev or something.
We're sure about
that. We don't know, there's no reason to say that they would agree to a kazayis, because I would say explicitly in the Bible.
Yeah,
but we don't have to agree.
But as long as we don't have a reason to say that they necessarily hold by it, because
it's
explicitly said in the Bible. Yeah, okay.
So
right.
It's enough, in other words. They don't have to disagree.
It has to be something that's not explicit in the Pasuk, and therefore there's no particular reason to assume that they would agree to it.
Absolutely. We don't have a
once we have that's not explicit in the Pasuk, then it's good enough. Then that's considered double shame. Because the whole point is, we said the other day, why does it need to be something that ain't explicit modem? Because otherwise you can't call it a hurrah, it's careless.
No,
but if it's not explicit in the Pasuk, then yeah.
But and modem means to say they don't agree.
No, but again, I said the other day when we mentioned this, we didn't say that we're going to go ask the Tzedukim what do they believe in, what not. We're going to look at the Tzedukim themselves and see what is there that we can logically deduce they would agree with and what they might. Okay.
Nice.
So look at the over here. We're holding on Chesemar Aleph, top. Okay. We learned yesterday, top line. We learned yesterday that we had a Machlokas Rebbe in the Chacham. We said that if the Kohen Mashiach, the Kohen Gadol who was anointed, if he makes a mistake in Halacha and acts according to that, then he's like the Sanhedrin in that regard, he brings his own personal power. We said that what happens if his mistake involved Avodah Zarah, we had a Machlokas Rebbe in the Chachamim, does the same rule apply, there needs to be a mistake in Hayrah as well as a mistake in Maisa, or is it enough that there's just a mistake in Maisa? We said Rebbe holds a mistake in Maisa is enough, the Chachamim say there will have to be Hayrah even in that case. Then we said, though, that the Shovin, we said they both agree what korban he brings. If it was Avodah Zarah, he brings a female goat, so not his power. The Shovin, and here's where we are, Tafachest, V'shavim, the Chachamim, and Rebbe also agree she'ein may be Oshem Tolui, that the Kohen Mashiach is not going to bring an Oshem Tolui. So if he has a case, again, he had something in front of him, that he had two pieces, one Shuman, one Chalev, and he ate one of them, he's not sure which one, he would not bring an Oshem Tolui. So the question is Menon, because he's the Kohen Mashiach. So the question is Menon, where do we get that from? The answer is Dichtiv, because the Pasuk says in Vayikra, when it describes the Oshem Tolui, the Chiper Olav HaKoyen HaShagagotha HaShashogag, the Koyen should be Mechaper for him for his mistake, for his error that he erred. So, what's the extra words HaShagagotha HaShashogag? Rebbe Sofa, Rebbe understands it to mean Misha Kol Chete V'Shagaga. It only applies to somebody who the entire Chet is a result of an error. It has nothing to do with a psak in halacha. It's just he forgot that chaylev is aser. He forgot that this type of chaylev is aser. Whatever it is, yotzezesh ain't kol chet b'shgoga ela behelam dover. As opposed to over here, the kohen gadol's chet is not only dependent on shgoga, on actually making a mistake. It also involves hirah, that he made a wrong psak in halacha.
That's the medium of helam.
That's helam dover. Right, so there's not just shgoga, there's not just shigur ef maisa, there's also helam dover by the kohen gadol. Therefore, he's not in the category of those who need an oshem tolui. The question is, midi kolksiv? What do you think? It has to be that his entire chet requires shgoga? It never says in the pasuk kol, it doesn't say all. So where are you learning? So why can't it be that as long as his chet involves shgoga, it doesn't have to be the thought that it's the sole criteria? The answer is ain. Effectively, yes, it does say kol. It doesn't explicitly say kol, but because we have extra words in the pasuk, we can darish in as if it did. The imkay nixiv al shigagase. Because if all it meant is that it has to be somebody who is capable of making an error in not an error in halacha, not helam dava, but just shigagas maisa, that he does a wrong action. No, but then it could just say only al shigagase. Lomali asher shogag. Why does it have to continue his shogaga that he erred? What do those extra words teach us? Hakamash malon daad geit kol chete b'shogaga. That comes to teach us that it only applies to the kind of person where the entire chiyuv of a chatas comes as a result of a shgaga. It's solely as a result of a mistake in action.
You could not with al shagaga meaning part of it.
No, that's what we're saying. Then it means al shagagase for his error. And how did his error? What is it that makes his error requires him to bring a chatas? Is solely al shagag, only that he erred in action, not that he erred in halacha, not in hirah. Therefore, Kohen Gadol is not in that category, therefore no Oshem Tolui. Yotze Mashiach, so therefore as opposed to the Kohen Mashiach, She'en Kol Chet V'Shgaga, where his entire Chet does not involve Shgaga, it requires Helam Dover as well. Ela B'Avod Kekovim, only by Avod Zorah, because again, Rebbe has said by Avod Zorah is different. V'loi B'Shar Mitzvah, by other Mitzvahs it's not like that. Ela B'Helam Dover V'Shigas Maiseh. By the other Mitzvahs, everybody agrees, both Rebbe and the Chachamim, you need Helam Dover, you need Shigas Maiseh, you need both factors. A mistake in halacha and a mistake in action.
Not by Avodah Zarah,
fine, but by other mitzvahs. Therefore, you can't make him, and you don't bring an Oshem Tolui for Avodah Zarah, by the way. So
Oshem Tolui you bring when you have...
Well, you bring, maybe there could be a case where you bring an Oshem Tolui with Avodah Zarah, fine. No, let's not get into that. The point is, by other mitzvahs, let's say by Chelev or Shabbos or whatever, or Arayas or whatever, he wouldn't bring an Oshem Tolui because by them he definitely needs two factors, and the Pasuk is telling us he needs only one factor. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan learned it a little differently. Misha chete b'shgaga. Again, like Rebbe says, it applies only an Oshem Tolui only to somebody where the entire requirement of an Oshem or chatas, as the case may be, is solely because of the shgaga, solely because of the mistake in action. Yotze Mashiach shein chete b'shgaga loy ba'avodas kechavim v'loy b'shar mitzvot. As opposed to the Kohen Gadol, where never is there a case where shgaga is enough by him, according to the Rabbanan, not by Avodah Zarah, not by any other mitzvot, because even by Avodah Zarah they say you need helam dover as well.
The Rabbanan,
who disagree with Rebbe. Again, they would say across the board, any of the cases where a Kohen Gadol is going to bring his car, you always have to have Helam Dover, that he made a mistake in Allah, including Avodah Zarah. You also have to have Shigas Maisa. And the Pasuk saying, Al Shigagase, by the words, the extra words, Asher Shogag, implies that the Shgaga is the sole factor. No Helam Dover. Therefore, no Oshem Tolui for the Kohen Gadol. Mishnah says, Ain based in continuing with more criteria for what is the kind of case where based in Paskin and the people or the based in as the case may be are bringing the power helm dover. Rashi, by the way, pointed out in a previous Mishnah in our Perek that since our Mishnayos in our Perek phrase it ain't based in Chayavin, that means we have here a Stam Mishnah, like Reb Meir, who said in the previous paragraph that the based in essentially that's Chayav for the Korban rather than the Sibur. The Halacha is like Reb Yehuda, that each Shevet, that sin brings their own, but it's nevertheless based in, that it's based in that's bringing them. Okay.
On the name of the Shevet.
Yes. So ain't based in Chayavin, at Sheyurda B'Dovash is Doinet Kodesh for Shevet Echad. So based in is only Chayav for the Korban, only if the Hodor involves something where if you did it b'mezid, you would be chayiv karis, and if you did it b'shoigig, you would be chayiv chatos. For example, chaylev, dam, arayas, shabbat, tzapah dezara. Tosfos, by the way, asked the question, why are we mentioning over here that it's something that involves a shugoga, involves a chatos? We're talking about over here whether you bring a chatos or not. It seems repetitious.
Right.
So Tosfos says, okay, maybe because the usual expression, we have throughout shaft. No, the usual expression throughout Shas is Zone Kardas for Shigrothe Chatas. That's the usual definition of something. That's the usual definition of this type of law. The Tosfos HaRosh gives a different reason also, because, Fakev, you would say what it means is, when do they bring their Par Helam Dovashal Tibur, the special type of Chatas, in the kind of case where had it been a Yochid, he would bring his own Chatas. Okay. V'chein HaMashiach, and the same thing applies to, also the Tosfos HaRosh points out another thing as well. Adrabah, if you didn't have a limud in the pasuk that we're going to see in the Gemara, you would say that for every kind of korban you should bring a chatas. All it is the Torah is limiting it to things which are chayav kares. But if it hadn't been for that limud, you would say every one of the 365 lois that says in the Torah you would bring a chatas for. So effectively you could say that any avera you should be bringing a chatas for, except that you have the Torah limits it only to the ones that don't have kares.
By saying what?
By saying we'll see in the Gemara. V'chein HaMashiach, and the same thing is true as far as the Kohen Mashiach. He brings his power only if it was an Avera, where if it was B'mezid Kores and B'shogeg Chatos. V'loy V'Avad Sechavim, and also the Beis Din is not Chai of a Korban for Avodah Zarah, the power and the Sur, as we talked about before. Ad Sheyoru Al-Dava Shizone Kores V'shogeg Chatos. Again, unless the Hurrah is some type of Avodah Zarah worship that would involve Kores to a Chatos, meaning, for example, if they pass him that you're allowed to hug or kiss an Avodah Zarah or whatever, assuming that's not the normal way of worshipping it, of course. If it's the normal way, that's a whole different thing. But if it's not the normal way of worshipping the Avodah Zarah, it's only an Isur Lav. There's no Kores for doing it. There's no Chatos if you do it for Shogeg. Therefore, if they pass him, you're allowed to hug and kiss Avodah Zarah, no Par Helam Dover. And no Par and no Sar. So the question is Minolam. Where do we get all this from? This that we're saying that it has to be that it's something that only something that if we made it was Kores and B'shogeg it would be Chatos. The Tanya, we learn in a bright, the Rebbe Yomer, Nema kan Oleha v'Nemer l'Halon Oleha. We have over here by the Parhelam Davashot Tibur, it uses in the Pasuk the word Oleha. Rashi brings the Pasuk, but no da hachatas hashachatu Oleha, the Avera is known that they had sinned on it, where the word Oleha is not really needed in the Pasuk for the sense of it. Right. V'Nemer l'Halon Oleha. By Arayas, it also says the word Oleha. L'Galas Avasa Oleha v'Chayeha. You have a Gzer Shava. The context over there by Arias is talking about that a man is not allowed to have relations with his wife's sister, where there's no Mrs. Bastin involved in it. The maximum penalty for it is Kores, and therefore the same thing over here. When the Sanhedrin paskin, it has to be on something that's Zone Kores and Shigigote Chatas, like Achoy's Ishtar or something like that. Okay.
That's the source.
Okay, Ashkechon Sibur, fine.
Can we take it from other... Apply to
no, 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 we're not applying to Avodah Zarah yet. We're talking in general,
across
the board.
Right.
Across the board, yeah. It's one of the 36 krisis in the Torah. It's 36 isurim, and the 36 things in the Torah for which a person is chayav karis. The Rambam re-enumerates them and says 43 because he breaks some of them down into subcategories, but whatever. A few of them don't apply over here. For example, Pesach and Mila are not loisa says, they're esses, so they don't apply. There's a few others that are not chayav chatas. For example, Megadif, and one of Maimer, or one of not Maimer, I forget, Megadif, and there's one or two others, that Makalas and Makal Bashem, whatever, that are not, that are, even though they're Chayef Kores, they're not Chayef Chatos.
Right.
But all the other ones we're talking about, here, Sarayas, they're among them. About half of them are, more than half of them are Arayas, actually. All the various Arayas, some of them have Mrs. Basin as well, but all of them have Kores, if there were no Aid in Vastra, therefore all of them have Chatos. So Ashkechon Tzibur, fine. So now we see that applies to the Tzibur, Mashiach Menolon. How do we know the same thing applies to the Kohen Mashiach, that only if his mistake involved such an Avera, such a lav, would he be chayav his korban? as we said yesterday, because we have a pasuk that says that the Kohen Gadol does the Avera to the guilt of the people, meaning Harei Mashiach Katsibur, again, meaning that the Kohen Mashiach is in that sense like Katsibur. Okay, what about Nasi, where we know the same thing applies to the king, where we say that he has a special korban of his own also, because he brings a male goat instead of a regular person brings a female goat or a female sheep. The answer is Yalef Mitzvah Mitzvah. We have a Gzeira Shavah from the word Mitzvah. Ksiv Hacha, Ksiv Gabi Nasi V'Asa Achas Mekom Mitzvah Hashem. By the Nasi it says that he disobeyed one of the Mitzvahs of Hashem. Or Ksiv V'Sibur V'Asa Achas Mekom Mitzvah. So therefore, we make the same Gzeira Shavah. Ma Sibur Zavash Zone Kodesh V'Shigat Echadot. Just as with the Sibur, it is something which only if it was B'Nezid Kodesh V'Shigat Echadot. The same thing applies to the Nasi, that it has to be that his mistake involves such an Avera. Only one of the
Nasi compared to the Tzibur?
No. We'll say, well, yes, through this Gzeira Shavah, Mitzvah. Why not? We have a Gzeira Shavah. Gzeira Shavah is a Gzeira
Shavah.
From the word Mitzvah. Because by the Nasi, it says the word Mitzvah. By the people, by the Sanhedrin, it also says the word Mitzvah. So we have a Gzeira Shavah that whatever applies to the people, in this case, applies also to him. So therefore, what kind of Mitzvah? So we're talking about the kind that involve Koris. Okay. What about Yachid? What about an individual who brings a female sheep or a female goat? How do we know it's also only for an Avera that involves Koris for Mezid? The answer is Omakrum, Vi'im Nefesh, because the pasuk introduces the part about the individual by saying the word Vi'im Nefesh. The Vav teaches us V'yalamed Tachtin Me'oyin, the second one learns from the first one. So therefore, in other words, this is right after the part about the king, Asher Nasi Yachta. So therefore, the Yachid learns from the king, just like by the king, it's only certain mitzvahs. No, just like by the king, it's only certain mitzvahs, because we learned by the Gzeira Shavah mitzvahs. The same way, by the Yachid, we use the Vav that they're tied together. The same thing applies to the Yachid. Tosfos actually points out you have the word mitzvah by the Yachid as well. We could have just as well used the Gzeira Shavah for that as well. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so the point is, so it applies to all four cases. It applies to the Sanhedrin, applies to the Kohen Mashiach, applies to the king, and applies to the Yachid. It's always only Dabash Zone Koros for Shigat Echad. Then we said in the mission of Eloi Ba'Averit Kachav Ma'at Yoru. Similarly, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it would have to be that the Hodrah of Beis Din involved something that B'mezid would be Koris. Again, for example, not like hugging or kissing the Avodah Zarah or whatever. Ba'Averit Kachav Menolam. So where do we know that applies to Avodah Zarah also? Like this, the Tanan Abon, we learn in a Braisa. L'fi she'yotza Avodah Kachavim Lodron Ba'atma. Now we have Avodah Zarah is placed into a category of its own. Because the pasuk starts off by saying, so you have in Parshas Shlach, it starts by saying, v'chis fishgu v'loy tassu, if you make an error and you don't follow the mitzvah that Hashem taught Moshe, which we're going to discuss soon, how we know that particular mitzvah means Avodah Zarah, it doesn't say it specifically Koris over there. So therefore, Yachu Yu Chayoven Afilad. Now it says Koris near the end, v'nichas ha nefesh ahi, but that's already in later Pesukim. It says over there, Kibar Hashem Baza Megadif, Es Hashem Umegadif, or whatever. Not necessarily do we know that it applies to the Tzibur making a mistake involving Avodah Zarah. So how do you know Yachu Yu Chayoven Afilad Davar Shein Zorek Zorek Koris V'Shigal Sechatos? Maybe there should even be Chayav a power and a Sohir for if they pass him, let's say that you're allowed to hug or kiss or whatever where there's no Zorek Koris. How do we know that not? So like this, we have another Gzeira Shavah. Nema kan me'ene v'nema la'alan me'ene. So here in Shlach it says me'ene, v'hoye me'ene et ha'nefs of Shvaga. In Parashat Vayikra, when it describes the parahel of Dovash al-Tzibur, it also says v'nele amdava me'ene ha'kor. We use me'ene, we had different opinions whether we need me'ene for...
We used it already. How can we use it for this again?
It's a good question. Maybe the answer is, again, because it said me'ein and it said me'ene, I don't know.
No, we use me'ene.
We use me'ene, but sometimes, yeah, but just like we had before, that it says kohol and it says hakol. So the same thing over here. Maybe it sort of said me'ein and it says the me'ene. Or it might be, actually, that once we have the me'ene, it means that it applies. It means what do we use me'ene for? That it's only for helam dover and shigras ma'isa. For what kind of helam dover? Only something that involves kari. There's like two parts of the same thing. We use it down over here on Zion Amud Beis. Fine. So there we use it to teach us that you need both factors, helam dover with shigras ma'isa. The me'ene and me'ene over there actually was no. So we said over there we had a braisa saying like this. If a Zara is in a category of its own, it's in a separate place, it has a separate carbon, et cetera, how do we know that it's not in the same category? How do we know that it's in the same category as the others, that you need Helam, Dover, and Shigas Maisa? For that, we use Me'ein. So here we're saying the same thing. In other words, that we're using the same Zera Shava to say he was another way in which it's in the same category. So you're using the Zera Shava, it's the same conclusion, that you're making it, you're equating it to the other cases.
Over there we use it
to say that you need Helam, Dover, and Shigas Maisa. So you were saying, what type of Helam Dover? It means also it has to be a Chiyuv Karis.
It's not Shigas Maisa.
No, there it is. The Helam Dover involving something that involves Karis and Shigas Maisa and something that involves Karis.
Right,
it's all the same thing. And we're saying, we're using the Gzeder Shava to say that Avodah Zarah is like all the other mitzvahs in these various regards. In all these things that we're saying, all these criteria that we're saying that you need for a power Helam Dover Shav Tzibur apply equally well to Avodah Zarah. So, Mala Halam Dover Shazone Kodesh for Shigigot Echat, Asafkan Dover Shazone Kodesh for Shigigot Echat. Okay, again, Ashkechon Tzibur, fine, we find that that's true then of the Tzibur, based on that Zer Shava. Yochid Nasi Mashiach Menolad, that it has to be something that involves Kodesh when it comes to Avodah Zarah. How do we know the same thing applies to the individual, the common citizen, or the Nasi, or the Mashiach? How do we know by them also that it has to be something involving Kodesh? The answer is, Amakura Ve'im Nefesh Achat. Because the pasuk says over there, further, it says, if one nefesh, if one person does an aveira, meaning everybody, all of these people are individuals. Echad yachid ve'echad nasi ve'echad mashiach, kolim v'chlam nefesh achasein. They're all nefesh achas, they're all one soul who committed an aveira.
No,
we didn't say the nasi was the tzibur. We did not say the nasi is the tzibur.
Mashiach the tzibur,
but even so, he is like the tzibur, but on the other hand, the fact is, he is an individual. He's like the Tzibur in certain regards, but after all said and done, he is an individual. He is a nefesh achas. He's not a collective. He's not a bunch of people. He may have an ashama kolis, but he's after all one human being. No, in certain ways, he's like the Tzibur, but he himself, after all, is a yachid. Therefore, kulan v'chlam nefesh achas, so they're all included in nefesh achas. Therefore, again, the yalamat kastin and elyon, and therefore, again, we can say, since it starts with v'im nefesh, then it means that they're meant to learn from the previous one, just like the previous one applies to Avodah Zarah, to Avodah Zarah, and the rules apply to Avodah Zarah, same as any other Avera, so also it is by the Nasi and the Mashiach and so on. Okay, so the question is, ha'nicha l'manda mat, this that we said before, that we're learning, this that we said, that we started at the beginning saying that Rebbe says, how do we know to begin with that by the Sibur, it's only by Dover Shazone Koris, we use the Gzeder Shava from the words Aleha. So the question is, Hamnichalam and the Matis Lala Aleha the Gzeder Shava Kedam Moran. Fine, all that works out very well according to the opinion that says that you use the word Aleha by Arias, the Galus Ervosa Aleha Bachaya, that we use it for this Gzeder Shava. But we learned at the beginning of Yevamos, we have the whole discussion over there about Saras Erva. We have the case over there where a person is married to a woman who is an erva to his brother. For example, classic case is Bata Chavitza, Shimon married Reuven's daughter, which is allowed to, she's his niece. Then, and Shimon also has another wife who's unrelated to Reuven. We said there that if Shimon dies, so we had a whole discussion over there at the beginning of Yevamos. We know, obviously, Reuven cannot do Yibum with his own daughter, nor does he have to do Chalitza with her. What about her Tzara? So the halacha is he does not, as we learned over there in Yevamos. And where do we get it from? One thing was that Abanan said we learn it from the Aleha of Arias. Because they learn, what does it mean? They use the Aleha over there for a different Zera Shava. Because you have another time in the Torah that says Aleha. Yavama Yavai Aleha. Her Yavam should have relations with her and take her and take her in Yibum. So they use the word Aleha to teach us that the Aleha of Yibum does not apply to Isha El Achoy Saloy Sikach, where it would be an Erva or a Tzaras Erva. So they're already using the word Aleha for a different Zera Shava. How are they having it available for over here, for our Zera Shava to teach us about Zonei Kodesh? So therefore, Dovash is donate chorus for Shigot Echatas Menalahu. So where are they getting the idea that Achatas, that is Achatas of a Tzibur or Yochid or Mashiach or what have you, only applies when it's donate chorus? The answer is, Naskaluhum and Masnil Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi the Bre. They learn it from what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught his son. We learn in apostolic, again, by in connection with the parent Torah of the Zara and Parashat Shlach, it says, Torah achas yilacham u'oysa b'shgaga. There should be one rule, one Torah for you, for anybody who acts inadvertently. And the pasuk continues, v'anefesh asher tasa b'yad ram of a gomer. The pasuk continues, anybody who acts high-handedly, brazenly against Hashem. And the pasuk continues that Dvar Hashem Baza, that he mocked the word of Hashem, and we're going to see soon, the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that that's specifically talking about Avodah Zarah. So therefore, since it says Torah Achas Yelachem, means Huksha Kolat Torah Kulal Avodah Sechavim, means the Torah is making a hekesh between the entire Torah, between all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and Avodah Zarah. Just like when it comes to Avodah Zarah, it has to be something where the mazid that would involve kares and therefore b'shergeg chatos. And we know that because in these psukim in Shlach, it mentions kares. He kares and nefesh agi. So therefore, it's clear that by the yachid doing Avodah Zarah over there, it's talking about a case where it involves kares, not, for example, a case where he's, let's say, hugging or kissing the Avodah Zarah. So the same thing by other mitzvahs, shechayavan, al zonei kares, v'ashir gosei chasas. So it would only be an iser where there would be kares b'mezid. Only then is there a chasas b'shergim. Okay, so now it's the other way around. So before, we started with the tzibur and we worked our way down to the yachid. Now we have to do the other way around. If we know it by the yachid, ashluchan yachid. Nasi u'mashiach, vein v'avar eschachom vein v'sham mitzvahs, tzibur minolon. So where do we know the same thing applies to the nasi and the mashiach and the tzibur? Now, we have the yachid. Now we have to figure out the other two types of yachidim, the ones who have special korbanos, the nasi and the mashiach, as well as the tzibur, who is not even a yachid at all. How do we know the same thing applies to them, that Avodah Zarah and all other mitzvahs is only when there's kores and chasas? Again, the answer is yalef elyon mitachton. The answer is, again, because the yachid is tied together with the previous one using a vav, then it means we learn adrabah. The other way around, before we were saying that the later one, the ve'im nefesh achas, is learning from the previous one, from the nasi, now we're saying the other way around. They will all learn from that later one tied together with them with a vav. Once we've established that by the yachid, since the yachid is the one who talks about in Parshas Shlach in connection with Kores, and therefore we know that by him, by Avodah Zarah, and through the Hekesh, the rest of the Torah, that it applies to the Yochid, then since the Yochid is introduced with a Vav, then it means that it's tied to the previous one. Therefore also to the Nafi, who's right before him, also to the Sanhedrin that's before that, also to the Kohen Mashiach, who's before that.
So the Elyon
learns from the Tachta.
Meaning the previous one learns from the later one.
We wouldn't know. In other words, when we learn the part about the Kohen Mashiach and the part about the Sanhedrin and the part about the king, we wouldn't yet know that it only is things involving Kodesh until we get to Ve'im Nefesh Achas. Oh, now we know. Now it means it's all tied together. Okay.
It's a Vav,
right. Okay. So now the question is, now Rebbe didn't use that. Again, Rebbe used the Gzeira Shava from Aleha, because he didn't use the word Aleha for Tzara Chabat. He didn't use it for the case of Yevamos. He used it now over here to teach. So in Yevamos, he didn't hold that Gzeira Shava. He learned it from a different limud.
Which was?
I don't remember, actually. I didn't look it up in the Gemara. But whatever it is, he had some other limud. I mean, we had opinions over there. We had the opinion of Bishamai that you should do Yevam with Tzara Chabat. The halacha is not like Bishamai, obviously, but... Yeah. We talked over there. We had the idea that Bitul and Bishamai would still intermarry with each other because if there was a situation that involved where it would be an error for Bitul, then they would inform them, and therefore Bitul would know not to. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway. Okay. So the Rebbe, how did Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi my Ovidlei? Fine. So now we have to ask, what is Rebbe doing with Rebbe? This limud that Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi has from the Hekesh from Torah Achas Yolachem, given that he doesn't need it, since he's using Aleha, so what is he using Rabbi Shlomo ben Levi's drasha for? What is he learning from that? There's not a hekesh there for nothing. What is he going to do with that hekesh? The answer is Masik Levikidatanya. Rebbe will use it for the following limit. We learn in a brayta like this. So Fisha Matinu Shechilik Hakasa Ben Rabim Liyachidim. Now we find that the pasuk makes a distinction in a certain case between the many and the individual, namely when it comes to Avodah Zarah. And not when we're talking about chasas over here. Not we're talking about rather when it comes to here. When it comes to a person deliberately worshiping Avodah Zarah, we know that if a yachid worships Avodah Zarah, the mazid, and there's edim v'asra, then he gets skila. On the other hand, his money goes, his property goes to his yoshim like usual, as opposed to irani dachas, they get a whole different mitzvah, they get sayif, and all their possessions are burnt. The tikkun itself, sorry for chayiv, but sarasta, as we learned at the end of Sanhedrin. So the fish matzino shachilik akasa ben rabim liyachidim. So we find the pasuk distinguishes between the many and the few. Rabim b'sayeh from amonim avad. Yeah, namely the rabim, yeah, the irani dachas, are killed with sayeh, and their money is forfeit. Yechidim miskilo amonim palat, whereas the yechidim get skila, and their money is safe, it goes to their yoshim. Yochum nachlas, the kovan aseyem. So you would think that maybe their korbanos should also be different. Maybe if the people of a certain city worship Avodah Zarah, b'shogeg, maybe they should be bringing a different type of korban. Talmud Loimar, Torah achas yiv, because the difference, by Yoni Dachas, when they actually made it. Talmud Loimar, Torah achas yiv, no, therefore the pasuk says there should be one Torah for you, for somebody who acts b'shogeg, meaning you don't have a distinction in that sense between rabbim and yechidim, you have between the yechid and the tzibur, but not between the rabbim and the yechid. So that's what we learn from Torah Achas Yilocha. Because otherwise we would have thought that maybe if the people of a city and mistakenly worship Avodah Zarah, maybe they should have to bring some other type of curse.
Then you could apply Torah Achas Yilocha in reverse, and you could say the Yirani Dachas should inherit their possession.
No. Torah Achas Yilocha loisa b'shgoga, if they act b'shogeg, the Yirani Dachas is amazing. Mask is for Rav Chilki Me'agrunia. However, Rav Chilki Me'agrunia asks on that, what's the logic? What are you trying to say over here? Time to like chilik akotif. So what are you saying? Only because the pasuk makes no distinction, only because it says, are you saying that the members of a city and individuals are both going to be in the same category and they're both going to bring the same carbon? So what? And if the Torah had distinguished between them, you would think that you should make some kind of distinction? You have to ask, my nicey, what kind of korban would you be expecting them to, what kind of korban would you be expecting them to bring? No, why? Hold on. Nicey power, should they be bringing a power? Kent, if you were trying to argue that the Torah is going to distinguish, if the Torah is going to set aside a city from any other category, then it means, in other words, they would have to be bringing a completely different kind of korban than you ever have in any other context. No, but the city is not a tzibur. The tzibur means the entire Jewish people, the majority of it. So you're definitely not going to say there is a tzibur. But if you're going to argue that they have a different type of korban, well, then what's the different type of korban? Are you going to make them bring a par? Can't. The tzibur brings a power when it comes to other mitzvahs. So you'd be making them bring the same korban as the tzibur brings in a different context. Yeah, and you can't do that. Apparently, if you're going to argue that they're bringing a different korban means a different korban, means some other type of korban that's not otherwise brought. Nicely parallel ola of a sura l'chatas. Should we say that they should bring a power for an ola and a sura for a chatas? Can't. The tzibur does the same thing by Avodah Zarah. Again, you would be implying, you would be thinking that the Torah is saying they bring a whole new type of korban. That's not, if you didn't have Torah Achas. In other words, the argument Rav Chilki is arguing is, why do you need Torah Achas when even without that, we can logically figure out that they're not going to have, there's no other kind of korban. By elimination, we can't find any other korban that they're going to bring. They can't bring a power because the tzibur... The power can't bring a power and a sorer, because those two types we find that korban elsewhere. Nicey sorer, should they bring a male goat? Can't. Nasi the shamitzvah, so the maisi the not. We already have, that's already taken. Nasi brings that for other mitzvahs, for other mitzvahs. Nicey seira, should they bring a female goat? Can't. Yochid nami haino korbanai. A yochid brings that as a korban. So whatever you're going to bring, it's already taken. And obviously, says the Tosfos HaRosh, you're not going to make up some korban completely out of left field. Obviously, it has to be some type of animal that otherwise you find is being brought as a chatas. But every type of animal that could potentially be brought as a chatas is already taken.
Why do we need
Torah Achas? Exactly, right. Okay.
What's the answer?
So the answer, so the Gemara says, Allah Malai, still, why not? Istrich. Maybe you should argue it's after all needed. Because otherwise, maybe you would think, if it weren't for Torah Achas, you would think. Sibur Maisi Parala Ola Vasar Lachatas. Fine. What happens when it comes to Avodah Zarah for the Sibur as a whole? They bring a bull as an Ola and a goat as a Chatas. Honey, Naisi Ibcha. Fine. Let's say that the people of a city should bring the same animals, but the other way around. Parala Chatas Vasar Ola. Let them bring a par as a Chatas and a Sar as an Ola. So it's still the same animals, and we just flip around. Therefore, we need the Pasuk Torah Achas to tell us that not. So like the Yechidim in that sense. Inami, or another possibility you could argue, it means Sorech Ve'en Le'Takana. Maybe what it would mean is if you had a whole city worship of Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg, they should have to bring some other kind of carbon. However, practically speaking, there's no way because we don't have any other carbon because everything is already taken. But maybe that's what it means. Kamash Malan, no. Therefore, the Pasuk specifically tells us, as Torah Achas Yolachem, no, they just bring, these are considered like Yechidim. They will each bring their regular Se'ir Lachatas, their regular Se'ir Lachatas, like they always, like anybody, like any individual would do for Avodah Zarah, and that's that. Don't start thinking that because they're a city as a whole, they're going to have to bring some city-wide carbon. No, each individual is going to bring their own carbon like you do regularly for Avodah Zarah B'Shogeg. That's the point. Therefore, we need the Torah Achas. So Rebbe will use the Torah Achas for that.
Even though there's nothing left, it could be brought
in a different way. Or it could mean they should be bringing a carbon, but there's no actual carbon for them to bring. Therefore, they're stuck. No, Kamash Malon, they're not stuck. Everybody will bring their own carbon, and that's that. Okay. Sigma says, to Kula Alma Mias. Now, be that
between not bringing anything and bringing, everyone brings their own carbon.
Right. So the answer is everybody brings their own carbon. Okay, Sigma continues. To Kula Alma Mias. Okay. The bottom line, though, is everybody does agree. Everybody does agree that the psukim in Shlach that talk of the first thing, the chit bishgu v'loitasu, is talking specifically about Avodah Zarah. Now, where do we know that from? The pasuk doesn't say the exact words of Avodah Zarah. My mashma, where do you see from the psukim that it means specifically Avodah Zarah? And if that's the case, where if it's a sibur, they bring a so'ir, and if it's a yochid, they bring a se'ira. Where do we know that from?
Mihas
means anything. Where do we know that those psukim are referring to Avodah Zarah? Exactly. The pasuk never says in so many words over there Avodah Zarah. The expression of the pasuk starts with "Chisishku v'leitasu et kol mitzvah ta'ela." V'hoyoy me'ena eda nesta v'shgogel, and they bring a pyre and a star. And if it's a yachad, then they bring a seira. It never spells out in so many words saying that it's Avodah Zarah. How do we know? And everybody agrees to that. No matter how we learn, everybody is agreeing to that basic fact. Amar Rava, we came at Rabbi Shurban Levi. So Rava says, or some say Rabbi Shurban Levi say, but Amri Lo Kidi, others say that it's anonymous, that it was just said in Beth Medrash anonymously without the name of anybody attached to it. Anyway, Kidi literally means empty. So it means like it was said empty without a name. Anyway, Amar Kro, it's like this. The Pasuk says, V'chitishgu v'leisatu es kala mitzvah ta'eva. The Pasuk says, if you make a mistake and you don't do all these mitzvahs, what do you mean, all these mitzvahs? It doesn't mean that they violated all the mitzvahs. It means, ezuhi mitzvah, she shkula kachola mitzvahs. Which one mitzvah is equivalent to all the other mitzvahs? Heviyem is avodah sechavim. This means avodah zarah. Because, as Rashi points out, if a person believes in the effectiveness of avodah zarah, it's tantamount to denying the whole Torah. And in fact,
it's not really compared to all the mitzvahs,
but the fact is, it's anybody who admits to the efficacy of Avodah Zarah is as if he's denying the whole Torah. And Tosfos points out, practically speaking, if a person agrees that Avodah Zarah has power, why is he bothering keeping all the mitzvahs? And he doesn't believe in Hashem anymore. He at least doesn't believe that Hashem is closely involved with us. He thinks, whatever, Roma Kogoyim Avaya, that Hashem is up there somewhere, as like the Goyim think, or whatever, Dekoru Leila Kodel Akaya. Whatever it is, the point is, once he believes in Avodah Zarah, there's no reason for him to be keeping any of the other mitzvahs. Mistama, he's going to end up being over on all of them, says Tosfos.
Even if he's not, it is as if he did.
Well, okay, fine, but the point still remains. But once he's motive Avodah Zarah, then he's kosher b'chol Torah kol hayom. And for many purposes in halacha, we consider him like a goy. If we learn in Avodah Zarah about wine, if he handles wine, he'll make it osur. Okay. Dvei Rebbe Tana, in the yeshiva of Rebbe.
Not to eat anything.
In the yeshiva of Rebbe, they taught a different limud on this. Omar Kro Asher Dibra Hashem Moshe. The prophet says in these psukim over here in Shlach, it says that Hashem spoke to Moshe. Ochtiv Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem Biad Moshe. Then it says in the next pasuk that He commanded you through Moshe. So Asher Dibra Hashem Moshe implies that they heard it directly. That Hashem is speaking with Moshe, and the Jewish people heard. Asher Tziva Biad Moshe implies that Hashem spoke it, that Hashem told Moshe, go tell it to the Jewish people. So which is it? Ezoi mitzvah shi'i
mitzvah.
That's the thing. Dibur implies that we directly heard. We heard Hashem saying, Moshe, such and such. As opposed to tziva means that we didn't hear Hashem say it to Moshe. However, later on, Moshe came and told us, that Hashem told me such and such. So which is it? Ezoi mitzvah shibi diburish ala kadosh baruch hu tziva yidei Moshe. What one mitzvah do we have where we heard directly from Hashem saying it to Moshe, and we also later on had Moshe telling us details about it? Because we heard the first two dibros directly from Hashem. We heard directly from Hashem. And we have in many places in the Torah where Moshe comes and tells us, Hashem told me more details about this, etc. So that's what it is. It must be Avodah Zarah. The Tonnet, Reid Abba Shmuel. There's no other mitzvah because we only heard two mitzvahs directly from Hashem. No, we heard the Aseret HaDibros from Hashem. However, the first Hashem said the Aseret HaDibros, they're all the Dibur Echad in one word. And we couldn't really understand it, and we were too frightened or whatever. Then Hashem started saying over the Dibros separately. Then at that point, the Jewish people were too terrified, and they asked Moshe, from now on, you listen to Hashem, and then you'll tell it over to us. And the other eight Dibros were said that way. So therefore, the only Isser, the only lav in the Torah that we heard directly from Hashem, and then afterwards Moshe filled in the details, is Avodah Zarah. The Tonnet Reid Abba Shmuel, as we learned in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, on Noichivla Yilach, on Tonnet Reid Abba Shmuel, on Noichivla Yilach, on Piag Burashmanum. Only on Noichiv and the Yilach, how did we learn? Did we hear directly from Hashem? We said at the end of Matthew, because the Pasuk says Torah Tzivalon Moshe, Torah is Gematria 611, but there are 613 mitzvahs. The two mitzvahs we heard directly from Hashem, namely on Noichiv and the Yilach, and all the others we heard through Moshe.
That's how
Rabbi Shmuel explains. That's how Rabbi Shmuel explains. And we know also, though, that Anoshi Hashem Lekecha is the source for the mitzvah Tasei, and Loyilacha is the source for the mitzvah Loyfeseh. So included within them is all the 613 mitzvahs, but those are the only two we heard explicitly. The other 611, Moshe had to mediate for us.
But Hashem gave them, but it was incomprehensible.
Right. So therefore, so from then on, what it had to be is, so for example, Hashem says to Moshe, Loisisa Hashem Hashem Lekecha Lashav, and Moshe repeats to the Jewish people, Hashem told me, Loisisa Hashem Hashem Lekecha Lashav.
Let me ask you a simple question. Why did Hashem give them in a way that it was totally incomprehensible? What's the purpose?
Because at least this way, we should hear all of them, even if it's incomprehensible, at least got into our neshamas. At least it got in at some level. The same way as, look, I mean, you know, we learn Torah in the womb. It's also incomprehensible to us. But that way, at least now, when we sit around the table and learn, then at least we're able to say, it's like we're relearning something that we heard before, and we're able to absorb it. We're able to actually absorb it and make it part of ourselves. So it is also with this. Okay. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, and the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they told a third way that we see that these Sukkim and Shlach are referring specifically to Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk says, Lamina Yoyim Asher Tziva Hashem V'Halo V'Dereh Seichem, from the day, everything that Hashem commanded you, from the day that Hashem commanded you and onwards for your generations, meaning that this was the first mitzvah that Hashem said to you and to your generation, Ezui mitzvah shinem rebetchila, to which mitzvah was said first, Heviyem is Avodas Kechavim, that would be Avodah Zarah, because again, Anochi and the Yilacha are the first two mitzvahs. The question is, that can't be. We learn in a braisa that the Jewish people were given 10 mitzvahs in Mara, which is a few weeks before Matan Torah, right after Kriyas Yamsuf. They traveled 3 days, they went to Mara, someplace, and they're in the Sinai Desert. I don't know, wherever it is exactly. The point is, they went there, the water was bitter, they complained, so Hashem told them, whatever, etc. So, and they are some like Chokum Mishpat. There Hashem set up rules and regulations for the Jewish people, and we learn in a braisa, and we learned in Sanhedrin in connection with the Shev Mitzvah Ninayah, that 10 mitzvahs were given to the Jewish people in Mara. And one of them is Avodah Zarah. And one of them is Avodah Zarah. No, so not necessarily is one of them Avodah Zarah, but the point is, Avodah, but then it means that the first mitzvahs they received were not Avodah Zarah. The mitzvahs they received there in Mara were Shabbos, Dinim, Kibud Avaim, whatever. There's a few different opinions what they were exactly, but not Avodah Zarah. So what do you mean that Avodah Zarah was the first one they were given? It doesn't work. So fine, we have to go according to one of the first two explanations. Either that we learn it from that is one mitzvah that's equivalent to all the other mitzvahs, or Hashem, that is something that we heard directly from Hashem and Moshe filled in the details.
But not that
it was the first one. Okay.
Why did Hashem give 10 mitzvahs Mara?
because that was part of the process. That's part of the process. Where the over time there were more and more mitzvahs. First, Hashem, the six or seven mitzvahs that Hashem gave Adam and reiterated them to Noach. Then later on, the Rambam writes that Amram received there. You have the mitzvah of Mila that was given to Abraham, the mitzvah of Gidon Asher that was given to Yaakov, and so forth. And gradually, over time, Mara was a few weeks before Matan Torah. Yeah. So at that point, Hashem decided they need more mitzvahs in order to start the process of making them into the Jewish people, into the Amman Nivchar. And then by Matan Torah, Hashem gave us the rest of the mitzvahs. Mishnah says, "In Chayoven al Esev al Lota Seshav Mikdash." The Sanhedrin will not be chayev the par helam davashal tibur if their mistake in halacha and what the people followed involved the esse or the lois esse involving the Beit Mikdash. So you have the esse that involves that you have to keep the tmeim out of the Beit Mikdash. You have the lois esse that tmeim are not allowed to go into the Beit Mikdash. Now that is something that involves korei to the chatas. However, it's not a regular kind of chatas, as we learned in Shavuot, it's a korban olah v'yored. It's an adjustable value chatas. If you're rich, you bring a sheep, and if you're not rich enough, then you bring two birds. And if you're tamei, we learned over there. If you knew you were tamei, and then later on you forgot you were tamei and entered the Beis Mikdash, and then later on you remember, we have all the details over there. Then you bring a korban olah v'yored, depending on what you can afford: a sheep, two birds, a korban mincha. So it's not like a regular chatas. The regular chatas is a female sheep or a female goat, whether you can afford it or not. And if you can't afford it, you got to raise the money until you have it, as opposed to a korban olah v'yored, it is different. So therefore, so the concept of a par helam davashal tzibur does not apply to the kind of iftar where, yes, it would be a chiyuv kares b'mezid, but there would not be a regular chatas b'shergid, but rather a chatas that is olah v'yored. So therefore, no par helam davashal tzibur for that, as we'll see in the Gemara Wina. The ein chayav an osham toli al esav al loisa seshav mitzvah. A yachid does not bring an oshem toloi for the ester or the loisets involving the Beis Mikdash for the same reason, because when do you bring an oshem toloi? When you have a suffix, whether you committed something that requires a regular chasa. Again, Tumas Mikdash Rekotcha doesn't involve a regular chasa. Therefore, there's no oshem toloi. So again, if you have that you're not sure, you had two things, you had, let's say, for example, we talked about in Shavuos, we had the example Shnei Shvilin. You had two paths over there where you walked on one and then you entered the Beis Mikdash. You're not sure whether you were Tumah or not. No oshem toloi is the point. No oshem toloi for it. So later on, if you walked on the second path, then
you... The one you don't offer when you have a doubt is what?
Is the oshem toloi. That's the one you offer when you have a doubt.
When you have a doubt.
But
you don't offer a chatas. You don't have a doubt.
Right. You only offer a chatas if you know for sure you did the avera. Right. Avo chayoven al esav al loisa seshav nida. However, you are chayav a korban olah v'yored for being over on the esav of the loisa say involving nida, or most of the other ones. The reason why the Mishnah singles out Nida, before Shem explained, is because Nida is in a certain sense similar to the Beis Mikdash. We learned in Shavuos that you have a mitzvah that first of all, if you tell me, you're not allowed to enter the Beis Mikdash, and similarly, if a man's wife is Nida, he's not allowed to have relations with her. The Tmeim have to stay out, just as you have to stay out. And we also learned in Shavuos the concept over there that suppose a couple are having relations and in the middle should be some Nida. There's a way in which you need to withdraw. You have to wait till it softens and then whatever. In the same way, we talked about over there, if a person becomes Tomei inside the Beis Mikdash, there's a way in which he has to leave, the Derech Katzara, he has to leave by the shortest possible route. So therefore, there's a certain similarity between Tumas Mikdash Rekodeshev and Nida, and therefore the Mishnah is specifically mentioning Nida. But it applies not just Nida, it applies to all the other ones as well. So you would be chayav a chatas for that, an individual, and the tzibur would be chayav the par helam davashal tzibur if based in mistakenly ruled on nida. Umuviim osham toloi al esav al loisa seshav nida. Also, bring an osham toloi if you violated the esav or the loisa seshav involving nida. Ezei mitzvah esav shem nida. What is the mitzvah say involving nida? It's proish min nida. Stay away from the nida. Over here, Rashi explains that means that close to the time of her expected vest, close to the time of the expected, when she's going to get her period, you have to stay away from her, as we'll learn the details about it in Nidib, as the Shem. Most of the other Rishonim explain, and Rashi himself explains elsewhere, that it means this idea that we were just saying that there's a certain way in which you have to be Kurdish if she became Nidib in the middle of having relations. Anyway, that would be the answer. Well, Mrs. Loisa said, Loisa, I'll tell you, I'll Nidib. And the Loisa said, don't have relations with a Nidib. Something more subtle. Menahani milid tibur like mechayvi korban ba'alma. Where do we get this idea that the korban is not going to be chayev, that the tibur is not going to be chayev, the parahelam davashal tibur, only if it's the kind of case where yachid would bring a fixed chatas, not a korban olav yod, which is adjustable value, the yachid asham toli nami loy, and also this that we said in the Mishnah, that a yachid is not going to bring an asham toli, for example, if he's not sure whether he entered the Bismikas for Tumor or not, where do we know that from? Amar of Yitzchak Bar Dimi, it's like this. Nema v'oshem v'chatas v'oshem tolui. By the chatas, when it's in the case where a person has to bring a regular chatas, it says that he violated one of the mitzvahs and he's v'oshem and he's guilty. Over v'oshem tolui, it also says the same expression by the oshem tolui. It also says that v'lo yada v'oshem, he didn't know whether he did the issur or not, and therefore he's guilty, and therefore he brings the oshem tolui. V'nema v'oshemu v'tzibur. And on the other hand, it also says, by the Sibur, it uses the same thing, but in the plural. It says, they are guilty of doing an Avera. Therefore, we make a Gzeder Shava. Ma va'oshem b'yachid b'chatas k'vura. Just like the va'oshem by an individual is talking about a fixed chatas, not a korban ol v'yod, because it doesn't use the word va'oshem over there. So therefore, ask va'oshemu b'tzibur b'chatas k'vura, the same thing, the tzibur, their va'oshemu, when they bring their power, is only going to be a case where had it been a yachid, he would have brought a fixed chatas. The most, so again, arayas, Shabbos, chaylev, etc., but not too much mitzvah shakach.
Can you compare yachid to tzibur?
Yes, because I mean, the only reason it says va'oshemu is because it's a tzibur, but other than that, it's the same fundamental word. As opposed to the Gemara is going to say soon, for example, if you have the word yesham, that's different. By the korban olav yod, it says v'hayach yesham lachas meila. The difference is oshem or v'oshem or v'oshemu is past tense. Yesham is future tense. So you can't necessarily learn one from the other. As opposed to v'oshem v'oshemu, they're both past tense. There's one the yachid, one the tzibur, because that's grammatically that's how it has to be. Yeah. Okay. Umas tzibur b'chatas k'vura. And just like the tzibur, it only applies if it was a case where it would involve a fixed value chatas. Af oshem tolu nami ein bar el al sofet chatas k'vur. The same thing again, since we have the word v'oshem by the oshem tolu. Then the oshem tolu again only applies in a case where it would involve a chatas k'vur. Had it been that he knew for sure that he did it.
What else could it be in a chatas k'vur?
Again, no. You could have an adjustable value chatas. Remember, you have a korban olav yod. So okay, hold on. We have the word v'oshem or v'oshemu in three different places. We have it by the chatas yachid,
right.
We have it by the oshem tolu of a yachid, and we have it by the chatas tibur.
Right.
What we're saying is we learn them from each other, therefore we say that the korban of the tibur only applies in the same criteria where the korban of the yachid would apply, the chatas kavua of the yachid would apply. So again, only arayas, Shabbos, those kinds of things, not a case involving korban olav yod, such as tumas mikdash v'kachav. And similarly, an oshem tolui, again, where it says v'oshem, only applies to those types of things. So again, not to a case that would involve a korban, that would otherwise involve a korban olav yod. So therefore, af oshem tolui nami, ein bar, el al sofek chatas k'vur. So the same thing, an oshem tolui only applies where it's a sofek, whether you committed something, if you knew you did it, it would be a chatas k'vur. Fine. The question is, Amri, so they say, and they said in the Mishmeres, Yehochi korban olav yod nami. So why don't we apply the same thing to a korban olav yod? Hoksi v'alayach yesham lachas meila. It says if he will be guilty on one of these, it's the same shorash, alef shin mem, why don't we make a zera shabbat to include that too? And say, therefore, that does apply to a korban olav yod. Yeah, that's the answer. Donin oshem min oshemu. We learn oshemu v'oshem from v'oshemu. Then donin oshem min yesham. We don't learn, when they're all past tense is one thing, we're not going to learn past from future tense. That's not a valid Zeta Shot. Why not? Well, my Nafkimina. What do you care if it's slightly different in form? We find in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught a case involving the rash of houses. We have in one part it says the Shav HaKoyin, the Koyin returns, and another place it says the Vah HaKoyin, the Koyin comes. No, but the point is it's two different shoshim, shav and bar, completely different shoshim. And we learn zuhi shiva, zuhi bia. The shiva and the bia are the same thing. So over here, Rashi explains that it means that you shouldn't think that v'shava koyin, you shouldn't think that one of them means going from the house with saraf to his house, and the other one is coming from his house to the house with saraf. No, they both mean that he comes to the house with saraf and checks it out. in other places, it actually explains, and the Gemara itself talks about that, what it means is we use this Gzeira Shava to learn. Now, the Pasuk doesn't spell out. The halacha is, saras of houses, the maximum amount of time it can take from when the spots appear and the Kohen looks at it until either the house is declared tahor or demolished, as the case may be, the maximum is 3 weeks. But the Torah doesn't actually spell that out. The Torah actually uses the expression that if the Kohen returns and finds that the saras has come back, then you tear down the house. However, that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes what it is sometimes there will be 1 week when you scrape off the house, another week when you also scrape off the house if the saras reappears, and only if it reappears in the third week do you tear it down. Where do we learn that from? From the fact, from this Gzeira Shava, the Shav and Uvah, that we learn that just like when it comes to one of them, it says that he scrapes off the house and repaints it or whatever, so also the second time also. Only the third time do you demolish the house. So we use a Gzeira Shava from two completely different words, the Shav and Uvah. So why do you have a problem doing the Zeta Shava from Va'ashem to Yesham, which all it is a different intent? Va'oid, Nelach min Va'ashem b'Trumas Mesesh Rekodjah. And besides that, anyway, fine. So you're not going to learn it from Va'ayach Yesham. But you have the word Va'ashem in connection with Trumas Mesesh Rekodjah, but Sivahu Tomei Va'ashem. It says that he became Tomei and he was guilty. There it's the exact same word, Va'ashem. So why don't you use that for the Zeta Shava? Amar Papa, you're right. You're not talking about a Gzeira Shava, only one word. You need a multi-word Gzeira Shava. Donin v'oshem u'mitzvet Hashem means v'oshem u'mitzvet Hashem. You're going to use two words for the Gzeira Shava. By the Oshem Tolery, it says v'oshem, and it says that he committed one of mitzvet Hashem. By Tumas Mitzvah Shukachev, it doesn't say mitzvet Hashem. It doesn't say that he violated one of the mitzvet Hashem. So it's not just, we're not just learning from v'oshem, we're learning from v'oshem plus mitzvet Hashem. It says that by chatas, by a fixed value chatas. It says that by the par helam davashal tzibur. It says that by the oshem tolu. It does not say mitzvah Hashem by the korban of the yerid. Therefore, that's excluded. Amalei Rav Shimi ba'ashi le rapapa. However, Rav Shimi ba'ashi asked your papa. Fine, but we have a different phrase that you find by the korban of the yerid that you find by the other two as well. V'nevach v'oshem u'nesiyas oven, min v'oshem u'nesiyas oven. Okay, but by the oshem tolu it says v'nosa avon, eh? By the korban of the yerid it also says im lo yagid v'nosa avon, eh? So why don't we use that? We have that, plus we have the word v'oshem, so make a gzeira shava between those two. So no, that doesn't work. Elo Amar of Nachman Yitzchok, donin v'oshem u'mitzvah Hashem asher lo yitzer asena. Yes, but we have not only mitzvah Hashem, but you're right. Instead of mitzvah Hashem, you could use nesiyas oven. But you have a different phrase, asher, the third phrase, asher lo yitzer asena, that they did a mitzvah, an aveda that should not have been done. Learn that, may v'oshem u'mitzvah Hashem asher lo yitzer asena. You have three phrases that you find by all these three cases that we're talking about. By the chatas yochid, there's a fixed value chatas, that is, the oshem tolui, and the power helm davar shal tzibur. You have all those three expressions. Don't try to prove from the cases of korban olah v'yored shall never behem v'oshem u'mitzvah Hashem asher lo yitzer asena. Fine, it says by them v'oshem, but it doesn't say mitzvah Hashem, nor does it say asher lo yitzer asena. So you're arguing, but you have a different word instead. You have instead nesiyas oven. Okay, but nevertheless, three beats two. So therefore, you have more words in common between chatas kavua and chatas tzibur and korban olavi and oshem tolui than you do with korban olavi yerid. Therefore, those three are in one category, and korban olavi yerid is in a category of itself. Therefore, again, no oshem tolui for a case that involves the korban olavi yerid, and no par helam davar shel tzibur for a case that involves korban olavi yerid.
You have two on the other side.
You have two on the other side, but that's not enough to do a limit. No, apparently not. We don't learn anything from it. No. Maybe we learn other limudim from those sukkim, but not that. Okay. The Mishnah says, "Ein chayovin al shmiyas kol al bittus v'fayim al tumas mitzvah kachrav." Again, as we just said in this previous Gemara, the tzibur is not going to be chayav a parhelam davashal tzibur for any of the cases involving a korban olah v'yerid. It's shmiyas kol, where somebody asks you to come give edus and you swore falsely that you don't know edus, as we learned about in Shavuot. Bittus v'fayim, where you said any other kind of false shvua. And Tumas Mitzvah Shukachov, and then Tumas, as we just talked about. So for none of those, does the Tzibur bring a Power Helam Dovah Shal Tzibur, because as we said before, the Nasi Kayotze Behem. The Nasi, the king, the same thing applies. The king does not bring a Korban Olah V'Yored for any of these cases. Dibir Rabbi Yosef Lili. That's what Rabbi Yosef Lili says, that the king does not bring any korban or the yerdin. Any of these cases, Tumas Mitzvah Shkodra, Bitches Fatayim, etc. For reasons that we'll see in the Gemara.
Shmias Kol.
Shmias Kol, where somebody asks him to give edus, Bitches Fatayim, where somebody, where he swore falsely, and Tumas Mitzvah Shkodra, where he mistakenly went into this Mitzvah Shkodra, or Eid Kodshim Tomei. None of those cases, says Rabbi Yosef Lili, is the king going to bring a korban or the yerdin for them. Rav Akiva Omer, Nasi Chayev B'Korban. Rav Akiva says no, and Nasi will be Chayev in a Korban Olav Yoreh for two out of the three of them. Chutz Mishmiyas HaKol, the only one he's exempt from is Shmiyas HaKol, where somebody asked him to come give Eidos. Shamelach, Lodon, Lodon, Noiseh, Lemeid, Lemeid, Noiseh, because as we learned at Sanhedrin, a king does not sit on a Beis Din. You don't judge him in front of Beis Din. You don't give Eidos, he doesn't give Eidos, because it would be demeaning for him to make him stand in front of Beis Din and make him give Eidos. Other people don't testify against him, as we learned in Sanhedrin. So therefore, if somebody tells him to come give edus, and he has no obligation to come give it. Therefore, he's potter from that, but he'd be chayev for the other two. Actually, we learned in Sanhedrin over there that applies only to Malchi Yisrael, primarily because Malchi Yehuda are more respectful of Beis Din, but still, nevertheless, we said over there that in general, a king doesn't go give edus on behalf of other people, maybe in Dinin Afashas, but not in Dinin Mammonas, because it would be beneath his dignity.
I should use that in our rules.
Okay, so the Gemara says, Omer Ola, my time at Rabbi Yosef Aglili, what's Rabbi Yosef Aglili's reasoning that the Nasi should be potter from a korban or the yored? Like this, Omer Krov, Kval Yachiyashem La'achat Me'ela, the potter says if he's guilty because of one of these, implying, Koshim Chayev Ba'achat, Chayev Ba'kolon. Only if you're able to be Chayev on any one of them are you able to be Chayev on all of them. If you're not Chayev for one of them, and we said that a king is not for a king, Shmiyas HaKol, the one involving Adris, Shavuot Adris, is not relevant to him. So therefore, Amos Chayiv Bekolam, then he's not Chayiv in any of them. Since he's not Chayiv for one, he's not Chayiv for any. Rabbi Yosef Aglili says they go as a unit. Okay, so the question is why? Maybe not. Maybe the word La'achas Me'ela means even if he's only able to be Chayiv out of one out of the three, then he's Chayiv for that one. What makes you say that it means they all go as a unit? No. Ela time that Rabbi Yosef Aglili Mehoch. No, rather, Rabbi Yosef Aglili gets his reason. His reasoning from as follows. D'tanya, we learn in a braisa, Hoy Rabbi Yemiyomer, Nema Leisagia Yodoy, the Pasuk says, by the Korban Olav Yored, you have a case where you can't afford a sheep, Nema Leisasig Yodoy, and then it continues, if you can't even afford birds, then he brings a mincha. Meaning, Misha Bali, the Anius Vashiris. Therefore, the whole concept of Korban Olav Yored only applies to somebody who could conceivably be rich or could conceivably be poor. Therefore, excluding the king or the Kohen Mashiach, who is not shayach for them to be poor. Nasi
shows people who are rich.
Yeah, by definition, they're always going to be rich. Nasi dichtiva osa achas mekom mitzvah Hashem alekav. The Nasi cannot possibly be poor because it says on him that he violates one of the mitzvahs of Hashem alekav. And the expression Hashem alekav means mi she'en agav el Hashem alekav. The definition of a Nasi for this purpose is only somebody who there's no higher authority among the Jewish people over him, only Hashem himself. That's where we learn. Otherwise, we would say Nasi means the Nasi of one of the Shvatim. We're going to learn later on, in the next paragraph, when we start talking primarily about the dinim of the king, we're going to say that the word Hashem Alekav teaches us there's no higher authority over him, among the Jewish people anyway. That means the king. So therefore, if he's the highest authority of among the Jewish people, then necessarily he's not going to be poor, because the Tzibur can never be poor. And besides, he can always collect taxes. So he's never going to be so poor. Yeah, so therefore he can never be so poor that he's not. So therefore he can never be so poor that he can't afford one or another type of korban or the yared. Therefore, says Rabbi Yosef, the psukim are not meant to apply. Were not written to apply to him in the first place. And Mashiach, dichtiv v'akoyin agadol me'achav, as far as the Kohen Mashiach, because the pasuk says the Kohen who is greater than his brothers, meaning shu gadol me'achav, means he has to be greater than all his fellow Kohenim, v'noi in beauty, v'koyach in strength, v'chochma with wisdom, over osher and in riches. So he has to be richer than all of them. So that they should look up to him, the pashtus. Because he'll look up more to people who have a hard response.
Huh?
They
don't look at him when he benches.
Why would not? Why are we talking about nowadays because they put their talents over their heads and the Mishmash didn't do that.
They did not do that?
No, but in any way.
They were higher.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Anyway, the Kohen Gadol, all the Kohen benched the people, but that's not the point. The Kohen Gadol didn't put anything over his face. Nobody put anything over their face.
He couldn't look at them.
You're not supposed to look at them. It's true, because the Shekhinah rests on their hands, but they didn't. They
so,
say. So we do nowadays also, so that we shouldn't look at them. But then the Beis Mikdash, as far as I know, they didn't. Be that as it may, the Kohen Gadol does other things in the Beis Mikdash. Anyway, he does that for Yom Kippur. Whatever it is, his face is not covered. People can see him. So he has to be Achedim Oimim and Achedim Ad, which usually means Reb Meir, as we'll see at the end of the Masechta. Minayin Shem Ein Lo Gadleu Mishalach. But how do we know that the Kohen Gadol does not have money? We make him greater from among his brothers. We have all his fellow Kohenim contribute money to make him rich. Tam Loimah, therefore, the passage is about Kohen Gadol Me'echav Asher Yutzak Arosha. The Kohen was greater from his brothers. Me'echav can mean than his brothers. It could also mean from his brothers, meaning Asher Yutzak Arosha, that the Shemen HaMishcha is poured on his head, meaning Gadleu Me'echav, make him greater from his brothers. And in fact, it's brought in its Tosefta, Rav Gamliel, I think it is, says the there was a Kohen Gadol in their times. Josephus actually says he was the very last Kohen Gadol, the second Beis Hamikdash, where when they appointed him as Kohen Gadol, he was very poor. He was working as a stone cutter. He was working in a quarry as a stone cutter. So when they appointed him Kohen Gadol, all the other Kohenim came and brought money and started filling up the quarry with coins until the whole thing is full and all that was given to him. And now he's Gadol Mishalachav. Now he's greater in wealth than all the other Kohenim, and he's suitable to be Kohen Gadol. And Pinchas ben Shmuel, I think. Is it Pinchas ben Matityo or something? I forget it. Pinchas ben something, whatever. Right. So that's it. Okay. So so we'll leave off over here. And yeah, thank you everyone for coming.